بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهية الخروج من بلد وقع فيها الوباء في فرار منه وكراهية القدوم عليه. There is a next chapter in which it is discussed that if there is an epidemic, a widespread disease in any place, then a person should not enter that place. And if a person is in such a place, then he should not run away from that place, he should not leave that place. They are both views, but the accepted view is this, that wherever there is a plague, an epidemic, then a person should not go into that place. And if a person is caught up in a place where there is an epidemic, he should not leave that place, run away from the epidemic. For some other urgent work he may leave, but because of fear of that epidemic he should not leave. And there are ayat of the Quran Sharif which discuss both situations. In one ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you are, mort is going to find you there. As correctly one Hakim said, you don't die of any sickness. Only when your mort is written you die. So even if you are in an epidemic or you go to such a place, the yaqeen must be that it is not because of that epidemic you are going to die. If your maut is not written by Allah, if it's not your time, you will never die. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. Even if you were in high towers, strong towers, then too, when maut is written, it will find you there. Nobody can escape from maut in any way whatsoever. And nobody can bring maut before its time, nor any plague, nor any disease or anything. It is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. And do not throw yourselves by your own selves into destruction. Though the actual the meaning of this ayat and the occasion of its revelation was that when to go into jihad, etc., and you see the numbers are small, it appears that you are putting yourself into destruction. The general meaning, however, of this ayat, not in that particular context, is wherever you see some destruction. Like, for example, a person says that maut is only written by Allah Ta'ala and on its time. And then he walks on a highway where cars are speeding on both directions. And he says, maut will only come to me on its time. That is wrong. You are putting yourself into destruction. So don't put yourself into destruction. A person drinks poison or any harmful foods even today. And he says that health is only in the hands of Allah. But he puts himself into harm. That should not be the case either. And this is illustrated by a lengthy hadith. We will do some of it today on the occasion of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he went out towards Syria with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه خرج إلى الشام. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of his khilafat when he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he went towards Syria, Sham, hatta idha kana bi Sarkh. And then when he reached this place which is known as Sarkh, laqiya umara'ul ajnad, he met the Amirs of the various Muslim jamaats that were going in jihad. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah wa ashabuhu. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his other companions, they were out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He met with them in this place Sarkh before entering Sham. فَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّ الْوَبَا قَدْ وَكَعَ بِالشَّامِ. They informed him that there is an epidemic, a widespread plague that has fallen in Syria. They informed him, so he should now decide whether he wants to go with his Sahaba, with his friends, or what should they do? قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه فقال لي عمر. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, the narrator of the hadith says that Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه commanded me and told me, عدوا لي المهاجرين الأولين, called the Muhajireen, the people of Makkah Sharif who migrated to Medina Sharif, the ones who went very first, whose iman was so strong, and who had sacrificed so much for the cause of Islam, and that they know well, they know Deen and Islam very well. Yeah, we are taught a few things. One is that we should always, when there is a matter, consult with others, make mashura. Don't just make a decision on your own. And the other is, see with who you make mashura. People who will give you the right mashura, not people who will give you a mashura according to your desire, etc. But people who know, especially, yeah, who know iman properly, and who know the commandments of Allah, what do they say with regard to this matter? So, فَدَعَوْتُهُمْ فَاسْتَشَارَهُمْ I called them all, and then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made separately mashura with these people. وَأَخْبَرَهُمْ أَنَّ الْوَبَا قَدْ وَكَعَ بِالشَّامِ And he informed them that we are on our way to Syria, and there is an epidemic there, a plague. So what should we do? فَاخْتَلَفُ Then they had different opinions, which is common in a mashura. Everyone gives his own opinion, and sometimes they are diametrically opposite to the other person's opinion. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ خَرَجْتَ لِأَمْرٍ وَلَا نَرَىٰ أَن تَرْجَعَ عَنْهُ Some of them said, we see that you have come for a mission, a specific purpose, depending also on Allah Ta'ala. So we don't see it's befitting and right that you should go back again. You should carry on, and whatever is the decree, the will of Allah, that will take place. وَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ And others said, مَعَاكَ بَقِيَّةُ النَّاسِ وَأَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Do not put into jeopardy. There are these other people who are with you, the tabi'een, etc. And also there are many sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, with you. And here is an epidemic, and you will be putting their lives in jeopardy. So some of them, the two complete opposite views came in front of Hazrat Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. وَلَا نَرَىٰ أَن تُقْدِمُهُمْ عَلَىٰ هَذَا الْوَبَىٰ And we don't see that it is right that you should take them and place them into the middle of this destruction, of this trouble, of this epidemic. فَقَالَ إِرْتَفِعُ عَنِّي Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after taking that view, he said, now you may leave, you can go now. ثُمَّ قَالْ أُدْعُ لِي الْأَنْسَارِ Then he said, now call the Ansar to me. Let me make mashura with them. The group of the Muslims who were in Medina and who sacrificed also so greatly for Islam. Call them. فَاسْتَشَارَهُمْ And he made mashura with them. فَسَلَكُوا سَبِيلَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ Their pattern was the same as the first group, the Muhajireen. That is, some of them said, we must carry on. Some of them said, we must return. وَاخْتَلَفُوا كَإِخْتِلَافِهِمْ They also have difference of opinion, like the first group, like the Muhajireen. فَقَالَ إِرْتَفَعُوا عَنِّي And he said, now you people may leave, you have given your opinion, you may leave. ثُمَّ قَالَ اُدْعُوا لِي مَنْ كَانَ هَا هُنَا مِنْ مَشِيخَةِ قُرَيْشٍ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرَةِ الْفَتْحِ He said, now call for me the elders of the Muhajireen and those people who made hijrat right at the beginning, before the conquest of Makkah, those people who made hijrat at that time, who made those great sacrifices. So we see also the value of those who have made great sacrifices and the elderly people to take their views. That is also very important. فَدَعَوْتُهُمْ I called for them. فَلَمْ يَخْتَلِفْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمْ رَجُلَانِ And no two people had a different view. All of them had one view. فَقَالُوا نَرَىٰ أَن تَرْجِعَ بِالنَّاسِ وَلَا تُقْدِمُهُمْ عَلَىٰ هَذَا الْوَبَاءِ Well, it is our opinion that you can return with all your whole group, with your army, and don't put anyone into the fear of destruction by going into Sham, into Syria, where this plague is. So they had just one view. After that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made his decision, as we will read in front, and he acted according to that, and there are many points to learn from there also onwards.